Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, happy about that win over Tampa Bay last night in the wild card round of the playoffs. Good morning, Jerry Jones.
Two words, rain Dakota Prescott.
Three words there, but...
Two more words, Johnny Walker Blue. Can you believe that performance? Dakota was a miracle.
Yeah, he was
total
pretty good.
Miracle. And I was the one who drafted him. How's that for GMing?
Yeah, you did it.
You did.
I tell you, it feels so good to take Tom Brady and slap the shiznit out of him.
Okay.
I mean, you think Tom Brady thinks this season was worth it? Yeah. Lost his supermodel wife and half his fortune just to get spanked by Rain Dakota in the postseason.
Yeah, he's probably pretty down, but boy.
He looked like a deflated uncle out there. Looked like he just found out Giselle was still balling the pool boy.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
What were his stats? Like 150 attempts and 12 completions?
Not quite that bad. He did throw it 66 times, though.
Well, Mike McCartney sure did save his job, didn't he?
Well, I don't know. You tell us.
I think he did. I'm pretty happy with Coach Mike, and he even shaved off his, hey, get in my van beard. He's going smooth on that baby face.
That's
I
right.
asked him why he shaved it. He said it was a mojo changer, and I'll be darned if it didn't work.
Yeah.
That was great. Great deal. Last night, how about them Cowboys?
Have you slept at all?
No. What am sleep?
You looked very happy up in the booth, that's
very
for sure.
Very happy. Our booth was packed full of non-Spaldings and one Spalding.
Yeah. You got a lot of grandkids these days.
A lot of grandkids. I don't know half their name, but I tell you what, it seemed like I got pulled over for speeding going to about half of their christenings.
Yeah.
Or at least one.
Y'all remember that, but yeah, we were packed up in that booth, and I was in such a good mood last night, I even put the moves on Jean after the game.
Okay.
All right.
You don't have to tell us about that.
She turned me down, of course.
Oh.
Said that she was too old to get VD. That hurt.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
I told her, I said, sweetheart, you ain't got to worry about VD, because I got ED.
Jeez. Why are you telling us this?
Because I'm happy.
You tell us way too much.
And I'm drunk. And isn't that the best combination?
Well, I guess, yeah.
It sure does. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, so Gene wouldn't join the Mile High Club with me. That was on our private jet.
Well, that's probably best.
Yeah. A little awkward because the grandkid's right outside that little door.
Gosh.
But I tell you, it was what a suite. That was fun, being up there in that suite.
Yeah. That's...
Tell them we're going to the Super Bowl.
What?
Tell them we're going to the Super Bowl.
I will, Michael.
Finger licking good pass rush. And that, and what he did last night. And tell about Tom Brady.
I'm talking to him.
His career is closed.
Yeah, I'm talking to him now. So. Leave me alone, Michael.
Right. Still with you, huh?
He's still with you. He hadn't left my side since that game.
Yeah, it looked like y'all were having fun up there last night.
Very annoying. Well, he was having fun. I get annoyed by having to chest bump him every time something good happens. He's exhausting.
He's everywhere.
He is. And let me tell you something. That Brett Maher.
Uh-huh.
He saved his life by making that last extra point.
His life.
Yeah, because my sniper's laser dot was on Maher's forehead.
Oh, my gosh.
I had the walkie-talkie up to my mouth through the whole deal. So ready to make the call. But
you're supposed to back him up after a tough night.
He made the last one. I mean, really, how hard is it to kick that stupid thing through those two poles?
Well,
for crying out loud, Disney taught a donkey to do it.
It was a movie, but
that's Jerry Jr.'s favorite movie.
Maher can at least be as accurate as a donkey. No, Jerry Jr.'s favorite movie is that Minions thing.
That Minions thing.
Yeah, that Minions thing. I forget what it is.
There's a couple of those movies.
With all the Yodas.
Despicable Me, and yeah.
Right. But can you believe we're heading back to San Francisco for another big playoff game?
Does that bring back memories?
Oh, it's like the early 90s all over again, Jub.
Yeah, maybe.
Back when I still had most of my original organs and had a genital that could still engorge.
God, Jerry.
Jerry.
Now it's like trying to shoot pool with a rope. But back then, it was still in good Veruca-making shape.
All right, Jerry.
Man, we almost got through.
Now it's like trying to wake a dead garden snake. Hey, listen.
What?
That crowd at Tampa Stadium, they stink. I hated all of them.
Really? Why?
I don't know. They smell like a mixture of like tannin oil, Bacardi, and cigarettes. It's like a reject Key West crowd out there or something. They threw their flip-flops at me after the game.
Did they?
Yeah, luckily I moved pretty fast for an old guy. I stepped aside and it hit Jerry Jr. right in the face, which was a bonus for me. And the whole ride to the airport to get on the plane, I had explained that we won to Jerry Jr. He still didn't understand football.
He hadn't figured that out?
No, that's odd.
No, or much of anything else, to be quite honest. He didn't understand much. But we're going to San Francisco, and we're going to win us some more footballs.
All right, well, good luck, Jerry.
Good morning to you, gentlemen.
We'll see you. Good morning.